Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. WBEN, Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney. News time is 2:08. How nice to have you with us today. And I'll tell you a very quick and boring story. The Alfred Hitchcock obsession continues. Last night, North by Northwest. That's a movie that everybody talks about. And about which everybody talks, actually. And finally had a chance to see it. What an amazing movie. It's awesome. As suddenly Tom is into film. I will never know as much as Bellavia does about film, but I'm trying to catch up as best I can. Welcome again to the program. 8 minutes after 2 is WBEN Arthur Pressman Traffic Attorney News Time. And we have a very special guest in studio at News Radio 930 WBEN. And she is astrologer, internationally renowned, with a huge following in Australia. I don't know why. I don't get it. But apparently she's very big with kangaroos. And this is Cassandra Joan Butler, the official, because I say so, WBEN astrologer. Hi, Sandy. Thanks for being with us today.
My great pleasure. Great to see you, Tom, because I'd never see you otherwise, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just every week. Yeah.
Yes, we do have a good friendship. The other thing didn't quite work out, but we have a great friendship. It's great to be here, Tom. Great to be here. And wow, we have a lot to talk about because we're coming up to a new moon. Did you know that?
All I know about new moons is the song of Duran Duran.
Oh, okay.
Is it coming up on Monday by any chance?
No, it's on Sunday at 1:21 in the morning.
Okay, and now I should explain to people a couple of things. Number one, look, Cassandra and I, we were married for 4 years. We produced 2 kids and 1 hell of an awesome divorce case. she's like my best friend. I like to think I'm one of her best friends, but she is, I think, more friends than I. I don't personally believe in astrology, but there's a lot of shows that I do where I might not be as passionate as I am, let's say, about the Kennedy assassination or food and nutrition and stuff like that. So it's called acting. I really care. If you call and you have questions about what Cassandra sees in your future, she's going to need some information from you, including a valid credit card number with expiration date and code. She'll need the zip code that you use.
No, she and Social Security.
Oh, of course, because there's plenty of people in Buffalo right now, local hotels, who could definitely use that information. But anyway, I digress. What she actually needs from you is your date of birth, your time of birth, if you know, and your place of birth. And legally, I'm required, I believe, to inform you that Cassandra cannot dispense medical advice or hints as to your prognosis or outcome of any medical condition, as she also, oddly enough, is not a licensed physician. She's an unlicensed one. the phone number to call, because it's all about your phone calls, is 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And when Cassandra is done, we will bring aboard meteorologist Andy Parker after 4 o'clock for an update on the onslaught of winter weather. everybody's scrambling around getting ready for winter. So again, your date of birth, time of birth, place of birth, and your question for Cassandra Joan Butler. And again, the phone number. And you want to call early because it always happens that the lines get jammed and then we have to send people away disappointed and bilious. 803-0930. Star 930 and 1-800-616-WBEN. So thank you for understanding that. So you were talking about the new moon, which hits on Sunday, unlike new moon on Monday. And now, as you know, I'm not a believer, even though you did accurately predict when we'd be moving back to Buffalo.
Oh, and more things than that, Tom.
Yes, I understand.
Okay, but can I jump in here? Because I'm so excited about your recent rash of health shows. Have you noticed that? That unconsciously you've been talking about how to make our physical bodies better?
Yes. I think the audience has noticed, too. And they love these shows about nutrition and the American diet destroying our health so Big Pharma can come in our 40s and 50s and sell us expensive drugs.
Right. Now, guess what, Tom? Astrology predicted that you would say and do lots of health shows.
Really?
No, not quite you personally, but you see, I'm so excited to say, friends, that in the next 2 years, we're not going to be talking about what we're talking about in 2024, which was namely her and him. We'll be talking about each of us individually and our health, thanks to the passing of the eclipses. The eclipses are changing into the sign of health, which is Virgo, and the sign of spirituality, which is Pisces.
And is that all about the new moon on Sunday?
Not quite. Although, see, there's all these cycles in astrology. The new moon lasts for 1 month, and these eclipses last for approximately 2 years. So we have cycles upon cycles, and that's how astrology works. So the second hand is on the new moon on Sunday. So everybody make a wish at 1:21 in the morning on Sunday, or at least dream your wish at that time.
Yeah, I'll be dreaming my wish. Thank you very much. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, when you talk about off-the-air generational shift, Pluto is in Aquarius, as I understand it, is that why the health shows that I've been doing have been met with such incredibly positive responses and that people are wanting more? It has to be more than just RFK Jr.
Yes, yes, and yes. And again, cycles upon cycles. The generational shift, and a lot of people have been coming to me like, it's all over the internet, you know, Pluto in Aquarius, Pluto in Aquarius. It's because it is a big deal, and it lasts for 20 years until 2044. The last time Pluto graced the sign of Aquarius was in 1798, as this country was building its entity called America. And so it's a very long cycle. Pluto, Tom, means power, and I lovingly call it the Godfather. All right, so it works sometimes beneath the surface, and it left on the 19th of November out of Capricorn. And what Aquarius means, it means the people. It means we the people. It means egalitarianism. It means eccentricity. It means technology. It's going to be the rise of the AI world in the next 20 years, obviously, even though some of us don't really play with that yet, but it's going to be part of our lives.
You know that artificial intelligence is controlled by subterranean reptilians telling human beings to die, right?
I need proof of that, but I never take it off the board. Show me the proof, Tom.
Okay, so here's my question to you, and then I want to get to as many calls as we possibly can on News Radio 930 WBEN, where WBEN Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney, news time is 2:16. Why is it that the audience that I have that tends to be right of center, although we have some people who are left of center, and of course we welcome them. Why is it that suddenly a generally conservative or maybe even middle right audience suddenly is into the idea that would have been poo-pooed by many of us just 20 years ago, that the American diet and food production is playing a huge role in making America obese.
Mm-hmm.
How come that's playing so well with this audience now?
Oh, actually, it's because you said the magic word 20 years ago. So 20 years ago, there was a shift. This is a new 20-year shift. And it's in Virgo and Pisces. So that which was weird prior to this time. So the time officially arrives on January 13th. The time I'm talking about is the passing eclipses in Virgo and Pisces, which are signs of health. And that's one of the reasons why I was one of maybe three astrologers that made that election prediction once upon a time, many, many, many weeks ago, on November 5th, because I knew that we had that Kennedy person, and we have other people who are a little bit more controversial, who are looking at our health as a society. And you know something else, Tom? 2024 was the year of record food recalls. I mean, every day we have new food recalls. So it's in the consciousness, and the eclipses are like the backstory of a particular cycle, which describe what people are worried about, concerned about. It's really fascinating. The form of astrology I'm speaking of is not personal. It's called mundane astrology, where you can look at certain cycles and say, this is the collective conversation. This is what people will be talking about. And just like people were talking about in the late 18th century about human rights and tearing down monarchies and starting democracies. We're in that type of energy now for the next 20 years.
Interesting. I don't understand any of it, but interesting nonetheless. Let's get some phone calls on News Radio 930 WBEN. WBEN Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney. News time is 219. And let's start off with our astrologer, Cassandra Joan Butler. Her website, by the way, is CassandraJoanButler.com. Here is Sandy in Buffalo. And Sandy was born in Buffalo September 28th, 1954, at 4:15 a.m. Sandy, have you a question for Cassandra?
First, thank you for taking my call. Thanks to both of you. The question I was going to ask was just kind of a generalized, what's up in the future type thing.
Okay.
Did you have a specific area in mind?
Well, starting from now for the next 5 years.
All right. All right. Well, welcome.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you for calling in, Sandy. And I'm plugging your data into my computer so I have an accurate look at your chart. And, of course, you know, already know this, that you're a peace-loving Libra. And you are a little bit of an advocate type of person. By that, I mean, when you get your mind on something, you will stick with it and help others, advocate for them. You're very persuasive. You're a Virgo rising. And now what that means is that we talk about health when we talk about Virgo. You're very conscientious. You're sometimes hard on yourself, but you have an interest in health. And your emotions are also in Libra. So you're a force of nature, Sandy. Now, let me say this. 2024 wasn't really easy for you at all. There was so much added stress about finances and some difficulty and some surprise bills and all that stuff, which was like really tearing at you. As we move forward, and thanks to this wonderful Pluto moving into Aquarius, you're going to notice that you really want to have more time for Sandy. Everyone else can wait. I know that home and family is so very, very important to you, but you're going to be making more time for fun for Sandy. Also, your intuition is growing. And when I say intuition, I mean just knowing what to do and when to do it and having a great game plan. Almost, no, I would say you're very intuitive, and that's going to grow a lot. In the next 5 years, I think that, number one, you might be considering making a move, but that's about 4 or 5 years from now. Not quite right now, I don't believe. And the other thing I want to say is that the financial stresses are beginning to alleviate. Does that make sense to you?
It makes a lot of sense because there has been a lot of stress over money lately.
Yeah.
Especially 2024.
Yes.
Well, Sandy, thank you very much, and we wish you the very best. Astrologer Cassandra Joan Butler is with us at the News Radio 930 WBEN microphones. And let's go to Mark in Buffalo. Mark was born on the 16th of May, 1964. The 16th of May, 1964, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So he knows what it's like to see a team win a Stanley Cup. At 3:30 in the afternoon. Mark, you're on WBEN with astrologer Cassandra Joan Butler. Have you a question, sir?
Happy Thanksgiving, Tom. And thank you for your service, Cassandra.
Thank you.
Want to know about my future in 2025. It's a simple question. We don't really have to get too involved with it.
Okay.
But I've pretty much given up on my love life at 60 years old. I'm too ugly and old to date. I've been single since 2006.
Oh, dude, so, don't give up the hunt, man. Don't give up the hunt.
You know,
come on.
Tom, you gave me some great advice, because I called you earlier in the year with Cassandra, and we were talking about dating, and you said to me, Mark, you need to tighten it up. And you were right. I went to the barber. I got a new set of clothes. I put money up for dates. No luck.
Well, you know what? It's like fishing, Mark. I mean, just cast your rod. Well, you're not gonna get a nibble on every hook. But it's a numbers game. I mean, look, take it from me. It's a numbers game, baby.
Take it from him.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, just try not to be married when you do it. But anyway. Mark, thank you for the call. Let's see what Cassandra has to say, because that's a great topic, by the way. How many people have just given up on dating? Because after 60, it's just, for a lot of you, it's not a lot of fun. Cassandra, what see you in Mark's future?
Well, sir, listen, I totally agree with Tom, and please, it's never too late for love, ever. And let me talk about your chart. You're going through a once in an 84-year cycle, meaning a lot of things are changing with you. If you had been with someone, say, last year or the year before, you might have outgrown her, or there may have been some difficulties. Please don't give up. That Pluto that I spoke about, that power planet, is interacting with your very romantic moon. Now, the moon is in Leo with you, sir. You're a Taurus. And every... Oh, I don't want to get too technical here. Let's put it this way. February. Look for February or middle of March. Please cast your net out wide this upcoming winter and early spring. It's going to happen for you, Mark. I'll tell you why. Because you're a Taurus. You have so much to give. You're a very sensual, very sweet, very romantic person. You're way too hard on yourself because you are a Virgo rising. So please, you know, look yourself in the mirror and say, I am wonderful. I know that sounds a little, I don't know, Pollyanna-ish.
So sweet. I'm a good guy with a good heart.
Yes, you are.
I've always been that way. That's the way I roll.
That's the way you roll.
I have no enemies in this world. I don't mess with people. I keep to myself. I'm a very honest person. Tom knows me.
Well, Mark, let me just allow me, as your senior, to give you a little bit of advice, okay? Number one, exude charisma. When you walk into a room, exude charisma. If you engage a lady in conversation, the most important word you can use is you. How do you feel? What do you like? What is your favorite movie? That's number two. Number three, smile. I have an issue with that sometimes. But number four is charisma, charisma, charisma. Just try to find it within yourself and project it like the rays of sun on a beautiful June day. And it will be an attracting magnet for you. You said you keep to yourself. When you go out and you're trying to meet somebody, don't keep to yourself. Mingle and talk. I'm just saying.
I totally agree with Tom. And the other thing, Mark, is talk to yourself and say these words. I'm great. I'm great. I'm good. Because
self-talk
helps. I mean, we all have each and every one of us. Trust me, I've done 100,000 readings in my life, and one thing that's common to all humans is insecurity somewhere. So you can work with that insecurity, because yours is up front in your chart. It's Virgo rising. So you are very capable. And just keep on telling yourself that. It's going to happen for you this spring. You'll see. You'll be calling in and saying, I found a nice lady.
Yeah.
One characteristic that women really like is intelligence.
Yes. Intelligence, but not pontification. I've learned that. And you don't pontificate. I thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. Thank you. I can't stress that enough to anybody who is who's single, and maybe you think that, oh, I'm 50 years old, my dating life is over. Look, not going to lie, dating after 50 is a bitch. All right? It's a real bitch. But you can counteract that, and especially if you are a man, let me tell you something. If you're a man, 50 and older, and you are in reasonably good shape, and you kind of take care of yourself, and you dress properly, and you try to smile and mingle, you'd be surprised what comes your way. I'm just saying. It's 2:28 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly. Our guest is Cassandra Joan Butler, the astrologer and my first wife. 2:28, that is WBEN. Arthur Pressman, Traffic Attorney News Time. Wonderfully done. And our astrologer, Cassandra Joan Butler, is with us at News Radio 930 WBEN. And Cassandra Joan Butler was actually at the renowned Dark Side of the Moon Pink Floyd show at Buffalo's War Memorial Auditorium. She was there. So
yes,
yeah,
I was.
It's like history.
Yes, I was. Very, very long time ago. But even without the decades in between the memory and now, I don't think I remembered much of the concert like 5 minutes after I left, if you get my drift.
Yeah, because that was the first time you got stoned on weed.
Oh, stop telling my secrets. And I did inhale.
anyway.
No more. I always tell it to people. I'm glad we have a cannabis state, but not for me, because I'm always spacey.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's part of your charm, actually.
All right.
Let's go to Lynn in Tonawanda. And Lynn is May 4th, 1972, born in Buffalo, New York, at some time around 2 in the morning. Lynn, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom and Cassandra. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. Hi, Lynn. So I have
to
ask you a question right off the bat.
Sure.
Do you follow astrology?
A little bit. I am always very curious about it because it seems like things are right on. So I'm really curious to see if my cycle might be changing, because it's been pretty rough the last few years.
Oh, yes, it was. I could tell you, like, July of, actually it started in 2019, right before the pandemic. That July, and then the January of 2020, and July of 2020, and 2020. I mean, it was a big nightmare for you, Lynn, and I'm very happy to tell you that it is over, because of last week's November 19th move of Pluto into Aquarius. Now, let me explain briefly. Your tide is turning. You are going to be reinventing yourself, number one, and you're a worrier, okay? Like, you worry about yourself, your family, your friends, and
absolutely,
right? And that mm-hmm. worry can create problems, right, on our own physical body. I can't talk about health. I won't. Okay. But anyway, I will just say that. And the upcoming cycle for you that started last week but really intensifies in February is going to free you up, give you the gift of detachment, my friend. All right. You're very, very bright, and people all love you. They congregate about you because you're the rock for your friends, for your family. You're the person who always is there for others. That's the Taurus in you. But you're an Aquarius rising, and your destiny mark is Aquarius. So you've been waiting for these many 4 or 5 years of being freer of your obligations so you can reinvent your creativity. And
okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It does.
And this particular year, there's still some semblance of family responsibilities, maybe taking care of a loved one, something like this, that you're in the front seat for that. And, right, like the caregiver, I have to take care of blah, blah, blah. I won't name names, although intuitively, I guess I could. But in any case, Lynn, you are in a better place, and it's going to really feel like a brand new year for you. So, yes, it's behind you, thanks to what we would call the cycle that was ending. There's a lot of manipulation around you. There's a lot of difficulty. There was a lot of intrigue, having to deal with people trying to pull something over you, and it's over. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Oh, good.
Well, thank you. Happy to talk to you. There's Lynn of Tonawanda, astrologer Cassandra Joan Butler. Her website, of course, is CassandraJoanButler.com. And I get nothing out of this. Trust me. I buy every dinner we go to, every lunch we go to, except a birthday. So I don't get anything out of this.
Oh,
but,
that's not true. No, Tom, I paid for lunch 3 times ago. I know I did.
Yeah,
it was
three times ago.
Of course, I didn't have anything to eat, so it was basically your salad. It wasn't that expensive, but, you know, come on. I'm generous in my own way.
But the point is, I want to tell people that a Christmas gift certificate or a Hanukkah gift certificate for the princess would be a wonderful gifts for anybody in your family for a full consultation with Cassandra Joan Butler. There, consider yourself. And I'm not even in trouble for Plugola because we're not married.
There
and
you
don't give me money for being on the show. You actually help out the show, especially the day before Thanksgiving.
Well, and I wanted to give you a break, Tom. You work really hard, and I thought, I could take over for you today so you can sit back and just put your feet up and, actually, ground your feet. I'm going to buy myself a grounding cover. I love that idea.
Well, you know, it's really funny because I've been doing a lot of research, as you know, into grounding and earthing and stuff. And yesterday, because our daughter, the attorney, she has type 1 diabetes. And I want her to start using a grounding mat at her law offices. Might be a little awkward greeting clients barefooted and without shoes or socks, but they'll get used to it eventually. But she's got one on order, and they must be popular because it's not even going to come until January.
You know, and that's another thing with Pluto and Aquarius. People will be using more what's called alternative complementary therapies. And, you know, quite frankly, each of us are little vibratory entities, right? Our heartbeats, you took physiology in massage school.
Yep.
How we're one big vibration. I've been using light therapy, actually. Red light therapy is supposed to be very good.
Okay, I can't believe you just said red light therapy. Guess what the princess and I were talking about just last night and where she probably is right now?
Red All
right. light therapy.
I'm going to be borrowing your red light therapy box, okay?
That's wild. That's just like too freaky, baby. Yesterday on the air, I think you were working, but yesterday on the air I told the story about over the weekend, after decades and decades, a random name of somebody with whom I went to high school popped into my head, and I was looking him up online. I thought, a guy by the same name is a big shot investment billionaire in New York City, and I thought, you know what? I was he was smart, and I'm happy for his success. So anyways, it isn't that guy, but the weird thing is I looked him up on Sunday online, this name that just came to me from out of the blue Monday night at a local restaurant. Guess who we ran into?
Wow. No, Tom.
The same guy. I mean, that's just weird.
It is weird. And again, vibration. That's why so many of us used to poo-poo intuition, telepathy, whatever you want to call it, but it's part of being human, because we have two brains, and one of them is the right brain. And the right brain just perceives things and symbolism and all sorts of great things. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, I can't explain that. That's just, that's like beyond, we've done a lot of show on coincidences, but Cassandra Joan Butler is our astrologer, and let's go to Carol, calling in from Ontario, where Cassandra has a very large following as well. She's really big in the Commonwealth countries, apparently.
Buffalo, too. We love Buffalo.
February 26th of 1963. Little known fact, Carol may have been the grassy knoll gun girl. Carol, February 26th, 1963, Hamilton, Ontario, 1:10 in the morning. And welcome to the show. Carol, what do you know?
You guys are so much fun. Nice to chat with you both. And Cassandra, I'm just wondering, what part of my life the planets are activating for the next year and what to expect?
Sure.
What a great question.
General question, if you could. Thank
you. That's a great question.
So, you know,
well,
Carol,
you know, I am part of the grassy knoll conspiracy, so I might.
And speaking of conspiracies, my friend Carol, I have you. I love the fact that you have your exact time. You're a Scorpio rising, which is activating your ability to investigate. Never believe anything that someone tells you. You are a fabulous researcher.
You know, it's funny. I thought I was Sag rising. So if my time was 1:16, would that make a difference?
Yes, ma'am. I have 101. Is that, are you 101 or 1:16, do you think?
Well, 1:10, between 1:10 in the morning and 1:16, I can't remember. I knew it was like there's a 5-minute window. I always thought I was Sag rising, but.
Oh, okay. Well, we could sit down and do a rectification for you. But so we'll leave that out of the conversation. But what we do know is that you're a Pisces for sure. And your Pisces sun was located next to Chiron, the wounded healer. So you've got oodles of compassion for others, and the compassion comes through your words as a, perhaps, you know, a counselor or someone who is helping people throughout your lifetime and still do. And you have an Aries moon, which is the feisty, fearless part of your nature, in the house of home. Now, the Pisces gets activated in 2025 like it hasn't been activated since 1968, no, actually another cycle, never mind. Your Pisces gets activated this upcoming year, circle March 13th and September 21st of the new year for you, Carol, when you're going to be maybe changing your whole direction. You're a great communicator, you're a great teacher, and you love to learn things. You're like a psychic sponge. You learn everything that you invest in, and there's going to be more travel for you as well this upcoming year.
Oh, right on, because that's what I'm itching to do. It's hard doing it alone, but I got to force myself to get out and travel by myself because I lost my travel companion. But anyway, and okay, so a big change. You said March the, sorry, 13th. What was the date?
About March 13th. That's
change
going to be
direction.
One of our eclipses. Yeah, and okay. The other thing is, you know, with
right
all,
now. Just yeah, still in limbo.
Yes, because, I mean, you're a feeler on every sense of the word, being a Pisces.
Yep.
And back in March of 2023, go back to March of 2023, mm-hmm. that started a rather difficult cycle for you, 23.
Oh. Yep.
Some losses.
Yeah.
Some
yes.
losses.
My mom.
Yeah.
Lived with her.
Yep.
Took care of her.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was,
totally. Yeah.
That was a nasty cycle. Because
lost the house, too.
Uh-huh.
It was just, yeah.
It was everything, everything in a 30-year low for you, dear. And you, we're getting out of that, okay? And
yay.
So, you know, you use, whether you be Sagittarius or Scorpio, we're not sure, but I will say this, you've got that great resilience and the ability to really persuade people to travel with. Now, there's a lot of solo traveling clubs out there for all people, but you have an adventuresome spirit, but it's been hard to be adventuresome when you've been going through some grief in the past 12 months.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the phone call, and best of
luck
to you.
Thank you so much.
In your grief and with traveling. And actually, we had several single ladies on our trip to Germany and Austria, and everybody had a great time. We had several single men as well on the trip. It is 2:49 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Astrologer Cassandra Joan Butler, formerly Cassandra Joan Bowerly, is with us in studio at WBEN, News Radio Live 30, and we'll take more calls coming up. I love it when Cassandra is on. You guys love it when she's on. And,
I love it when I'm on. You know, I never get to see you otherwise, Tom. Mm-hmm.
Well, of course you do. We do lunch every Saturday. What is this? What is this guilt trip nonsense?
And the kids love it, too, and so does your grandson. It really is fun. It's like a... It's so much fun. We sometimes we destroy the restaurant, but yeah.
Well, we don't destroy the restaurant. We leave that to the 2-year-old.
Yes.
Astrologer Cassandra Joan Butler is with us. We're taking everybody in order here, and sometimes people get frustrated and hold on and then hang up. And I promise, if you're on hold now, we're definitely going to get to you by 4 o'clock. Sharon in Buffalo was born on Flag Day, June 14th, 1949, in Buffalo at some non-determined point in the afternoon. Sharon, you're on WBEN. What is your question for Cassandra Joan Butler?
Hi. My question is, I've had a very difficult past couple of years, and I just was wondering if things are going to start to change.
Hi, Sharon. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You know, yes, resounding yes, actually. You're a Gemini, and Gemini has to juggle a lot of things all the time. Your intelligence is your greatest gift for others, and you're very much a Aquarius moon and Aquarius philosophical planet, Jupiter. Translation. Detachment helps, but you've been on the front lines for taking care of everyone else's situations, especially with family. There may have been some legal situations that were also, you had a balance in financial situations and trying to make the peace with a lot of different people at the same time. And this has been ongoing, I would say, most likely since the past 3 years, since the middle of COVID. Now, so as let's go to April 8th of this past year. April 8th was the solar eclipse that everybody in Buffalo got to see. That was very much illuminating your chart that rules health and work and mobility. So there may have been some sort of difficulties in that regard. That cycle is behind you. And as we get into 2025, the first thing is first. I see you just kind of decluttering, getting rid of all the old, and then making your decisions from there. This is going to be an expansive new beginning for you in 2025. It starts in February. It gets really strong in August of next year. So, yes, you're saying goodbye to the past, but there was a lot of people pulling on your heartstrings and sometimes your purse strings, Sharon. So it was a very difficult couple of years.
Oh, thank you. It's very right on. Very good.
I'm glad you burned the leeches away.
I have one question. Could I
ask
a question? I'm born June 14th, and my son and my daughter are born a couple days within me.
Yeah.
But we're all so different. Is that like a normal kind of thing for
the
astrology world?
Yes, that's a great question, Sharon, because that's one of the reasons why people poo-poo astrology. You know, I'm a Leo and I'm outgoing. I'm a Leo and I'm quiet. There are, hypothetically, 360 types of people on a given day with the same sun sign from the mechanics of astrology. We have all, it's because the planets and the Earth is constantly moving, right? So just because you're a Gemini doesn't mean you're all alike at all. And that happens in families a lot. Our son, me and Tom's son, was born on my birthday. And we're very different, you know, but we still have a Scorpio soul.
Sure,
thank you.
Okay.
Thank you
very much. And enjoy the holidays.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. By the way, Cassandra, got a minute to kill. So I would be wrong to put another caller on because they wouldn't have time. But just so you know, pursuant to our conversation of Saturday at lunch with our daughter, because our son was home taking care of the grandkid, as you are well aware, you remember the discussion about how much you love Thanksgiving food and how much our daughter loved Thanksgiving food.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like Thanksgiving food. So I had to text in a special order for the princess and I. We're going to eat steak tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So just so you're aware, we're not going to partake in potatoes or stuffing. We must continue the healthy thing because, you know, Joe Beamer had a tremendous influence on my life because I saw how thin Joe had become with the Awaken 180 plan. And I will tell you that since Saturday, I'm down 7 pounds.
No, really, Tom?
Yeah, yeah.
And I found them.
Well, anyway, it's 2:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, hello, it's Bowerly, News Radio 930, WBEN. Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. And in studio is our WBEN astrologer, Cassandra Joan Butler. Pardon me. And the phone number is, if you have a question about your life and what she sees ahead for you, you can call in at 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. She will need your date of birth, your time of birth, if you have it, and your place of birth, and your question. And, of course, not being a physician, she is unable to tell you anything about various health issues that you have. That would be wrong. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Andy Parker, meteorologist, with us in about an hour. Right now, let's go to Mary in Lackawanna, who was born on July 24th, 1959, Lackawanna, New York, at 6:28 a.m. Welcome to the show, Mary. You're on WBEN.
Hello, Tom. How are you, my friend? Always a pleasure.
Yes, dear.
Same to you, Cassandra.
Mary.
You should be two stand-up comedians. I'm sorry. You guys crack me up.
And we don't even try.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Thank you, Mary.
Yes.
So you're a shiny, bright, lovely, enthusiastic lion. You're a Leo. Did you know that?
Oh, I know I'm a Leo. Everybody knows that I'm a Leo.
You walk in and you light up the room, Mary.
Wait, don't ever tell anybody, don't ever say to somebody, you light up a room, because every true crime show where somebody goes missing or worse, you know, she lit up a room. Yes, she lit up a room. Never light up a room, okay? Because yeah, that's like sentencing yourself to being like in a Hitchcock movie. So, I'm sorry.
I was going to say that about you, Tom, but I'm changing my opinion now.
Yeah, thank you. What is your question for Cassandra Joan Butler?
This is my question, Cassandra. A pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for taking my call. I have a major move happening in my life right now.
Yes, you do.
And I have an appointment the second week of December to do everything to find out, and I'm supposed to be able to get the apartment the 1st of February.
Yep.
Do you see me getting this apartment and it working out, Cassandra?
Yes, and you've been thinking about making this move since 2022,
yes.
Right? Like in May? Yes. It was like, I want to move. I got to get out of here. I want to downsize. Yes. I want to do something different, right? It was like in the spring of 2022, and you've been waiting because there's been so many delays, and there's been like maybe even on a list of some sort, and then you've had to wait and wait and wait. Yes, because before I talked about Pluto earlier, right? Pluto, the great transformer, it is poised right opposite you right now. Translation, the plug is off, right? The cork's off the bottle. So Mary gets to light up the room even more, doing what she wants to do, and you're changing your life like never before. You're simplifying it, but you're becoming stronger and deeper in your own creativity. You're very intuitive, too. Did you know that?
Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh. You are
spot on, Cassandra.
You get feelings. Just on. I should give you a crystal ball, Mary. You can do a little side gig. I'm serious. You're very intuitive.
Hey, I'll meet you, but you can't bring him.
He doesn't believe any of this. You know that.
I know he does. That's why I said that.
But hey, if you guys do, then you guys do, and that's great. Thank you, Marie. I appreciate it. But again, I will tell you that she has been remarkably spot on with several like out of the blue things in my life. But I still refuse to believe. When people start talking astrology around me, I zone out. Here is except on this show
where I forgive you, Tom.
Well, I know, I mean, but at least I've recognized the devil's seed oils. Here is right. Donna calling from the GTA, Toronto, where Cassandra was just this past weekend for Taylor Swift.
Oh, and Taylor Swift has such a chart. It so fits her, Tom. She doesn't walk. She strides like a horse because she's a Sagittarius. I mean, she's just like really perky and fun, but she's very sensitive. She's got a Cancer moon. She suffers mightily from all those broken hearts, but she's a sexy Scorpio rising, so don't mess with her. There you go.
I don't think I'll ever have the chance, actually. But anyway, I mean, I try, but no, I don't think politics would work out for us. November the 1st, 1961, born in Toronto, was Donna at 8:30 in the morning. Donna, you're on with Cassandra Joan Butler. What is your question?
Well, hi, Donna.
Hi, Bowerly, Tom Bowerly. Hi, Cassandra.
Yes, ma'am.
From the Great White North. Hello.
Yes, and I was in your
my call.
I was in your hometown to see the great Taylor Swift. And guess what? You have something in common with her because you're a Scorpio rising as well as a Scorpio sun. So don't mess with Donna.
I didn't know that.
Don't mess with Donna.
That.
Yeah, you were born near dawn.
True.
Yeah, you're very intense, very powerful, very willful, with a smile because your moon is in the sign of sunshiny Leo, and you were born under an eclipse. So you know, again, I mean that with all sincerity. Don't mess with Donna. You're nice, but you have that will force. Your question is, what's ahead? Actually, there's a lot of things that I want to say about 2025 for you. First of all, more joy in your life and possibly some changes within the home. Now, not necessarily a move, but maybe some remodeling, some deep cleaning, some changes in that regard. You're also a deeply soulful person, you know, whether that be, you know, your form of religion, you know, spirituality, but you're melding both of those together in 2025, becoming more connected with your spirit. Let's put it that way. And I would also see.
I already feel that.
Yeah. Oh, you're very strong. I mean, spiritual and religious, and that becomes even stronger in 2025. And the other thing I want to say about the fall of this upcoming year, I could see some added travel that you might not be already planning for. Some more travel, like in September or August of 2025 for you.
Did you have a specific question, Donna? Donna, did you have a specific question?
Yes, I've been in a period of stagnation where I'm not part of the swamp, though, but I have stagnation in my life. I was just wondering, like, I want to do things, but I'm sort of paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything, like you're saying, the travel and the, I didn't catch what you said about Leo.
Yeah, you're
well,
a Leo.
We can't go through everything again. I mean, you got to listen when she talks because we had a lot of people.
No, I know. I'm sorry.
The stagnation begins to move. The stagnation begins to move for you in February, and then the attention's on your home and family in March, and more travel in August or September for you, honey.
Okay, but, no, I was just curious what the Leo meant. Was that a rising sign or a
moon sign? Your moon sign.
Moon sign, thank you. Excellent.
Donna, one thing I would...
I like politics.
Donna, one thing I would definitely recommend is that you talk to a nutritionist who really knows about seed oils, because if you change your diet, you will increase your energy level. And that's all I have to say about that for right now. Donna, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Eve in Niagara Falls, calling in from Buffalo. And Eve was born, I'm sorry, Eve was is calling from Buffalo, born in Niagara Falls on the 25th of April, 1963, born in Niagara Falls at 2:37 in the afternoon. Eve, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Cassandra. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Absolutely. Hi, Eve. You have a question about your planets, yes?
I mean, because I was on the spot, I didn't think of a question, but when he asked me, I was like, well, how is Chiron?
Sure.
In my chart, I knew there was some stuff coming up with Chiron.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So for those who are listening, Chiron is not technically a planet, but it's considered to be the wounded healer. It was discovered in 1977. It represents health and healing. And your Chiron is very strong in your chart. And it's what's coming up for it is this, simply. In March, we have a full moon lunar eclipse. And that's activating your Virgo rising and your partnerships. Translation, you're going to be going through a lot of changes with who you are connecting with. You're doing a kind of a laundry list of the people that are on my same level, my same vibration. I might leave some people in the lurch, and I might focus more on health, healing, and people who believe in that. Tom was talking about seed oils. I know that you are very conscientious about your health, and you're going to be doing a lot more things for your health in the upcoming year. And it's nothing to be afraid of. In other words, Chiron being activated in your chart, which happens, is a very good thing in March of 2025 for you, Eve.
Good. Yeah, I know there was some other thing going on with an eclipse. I think one of the recent eclipses where everything was like, I think Venus and Chiron and all that were, like people were saying, that's really good.
Right. That was the September 17th eclipse. Which was the first of a series of, Tom is saying, what are they talking about?
All I know is that Pluto is not a planet. That's all I know.
According to the astronomers, but we don't always listen to the scientists. Oh, did I say that? No. We astrologers love our Pluto, let me tell you.
Thank you very much, Eve. I appreciate the phone call. And so does Cassandra Joan Butler, our astrologer in-house at News Radio 930 WBEN. Her website, Cassandra Joan Butler. You can schedule your own private consultation with her or even get a gift certificate for friends this holiday season. And I don't get a penny out of it, so therefore...
I'll pay for lunch next time, Tom, I promise.
No, don't say that. I'll continue to pay for lunch.
Oh, okay, I know.
Otherwise, it would be unethical.
I know, but we're friends, right? This isn't nepotism. This is like...
It's totally nepotism.
You think so?
Nepotism is not plagola or payola, so therefore, legally, I'm fine.
No, but Tom, I'm like the best astrologer in the world, so this isn't... Oh, that's narcissistic.
You're like the Donald Trump of astrologers. I love it. I'm the best in the world. Come to me for a reading. It's going to be beautiful.
I just lost a lot of potential clients. I'm just kidding.
They probably gained some. Trump only lost New York State by 800,000 votes, by the way. That's kind of a miracle. Anne-Marie in Horseheads. And there's a reason Horseheads has the name Horseheads, by the way. I won't go into it now and waste time, but Anne-Marie was born on August 12th, 1976, in Buffalo at 10:26 at night.
Aha. Hi there, Anne-Marie. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Cassandra. I listen to you all the time online.
Oh, good. Thank you. I'll be online tonight, everybody, at 8:30.
Awesome. That's on Facebook?
Facebook and YouTube. I do Cosmic Connections. It's live, and I give like little free spiritual reads, too. So, yeah, that's a little plug for tonight, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So, Anne-Marie, darling, your question is about do I move back to Buffalo? Can I move back to Buffalo? And I would say this to you. I'm referencing March a lot because that's a big eclipse time. And that eclipse happens to be on your moon in the sign of Pisces. The moon represents home. It represents family. It represents where we belong. So, yeah, I think that around that date, March 13th, you might be able to make things happen for you. Back in April of this year, you may have had the thought that I want to get back to Buffalo, April-ish, right? And that was the solar eclipse that was activating your sun in Leo. It was exactly messing with your sun. So, like, you have some good contacts where you're at now, but home is home, right? Right?
Yeah. Yep. I agree.
Yeah. And go ahead, Tom.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
All right. You're very creative, Anne-Marie. You can do a lot more things than you give yourself credit for. I want to say that, too.
I always second guess everything.
Yes, you do. You're very conscientious. Great chart. You have a lot of sparkle in your chart.
Anne-Marie, thank you very much. Appreciate the phone call. And hopefully that was satisfactory for you from Horseheads, New York. Possibly listening on our Odyssey app. Go to WBEN.com and download the Odyssey app. It's the way of the future. Actually, it's the way of the present. Let's go to Donna calling in from Elma. And Donna is another Lackawanna-born girl, born on May 13th of 1960, between 1 and 2 in the morning. So what do you do in a case like that? Just say 1:30, split the difference?
Yes. I do 1:30. I did 1:30 for Donna.
Well, Donna, what's your question, honey?
Hi. I'm wondering if you could tell me if things are going to calm down with my four kids that are just a mess.
Okay. Now, they're not a mess with you. They're talking to you, right?
Yeah, they just cause me so much stress.
Oh, honey, that's because you're a good mom. You know, it kind of comes to the territory, right? I wish we could talk over coffee about that, but that's another conversation. There's a healing planet. It's called Jupiter. It's in the house of your chart in the area of children, all right? So we have a full moon coming up on the 15th of December. One of the things that you have going for you is that you are a truth seeker and a truth talker. You tell it like it is to your kids and to everybody else. And sometimes people don't want to hear the truth, right? But around that full moon, I'm feeling very strongly that you're going to get some reassurance, especially from the two younger ones, that they're on the right path because they can't lie to you. You have like a sixth sense about what they're doing and what they're up to. Please be reassured that as we get past, I'm going to say a couple more dates for you, okay? Date one is the December 15th full moon. Date two is going to be the 13th of January. That's the older two are going to be feeling a little bit more in control of their lives, right? And the other thing is you might want to edit some of the things you say to them and just keep the lines of communication open because there's one of your kids who's really stubborn. And if you say something that makes them aggravated, I can't talk to you, Mom, and then that's it. So you don't want to just keep the lines of communication open, okay? But it's going to straighten out for you quite a bit this upcoming year. March, circle March, and circle June. By June, things are much better. You're not anguishing about the kids as much.
Thank you very much. And let Tom know that I did buy one of the grounding sheets.
Oh, good.
I did. I listened to the show yesterday, and I ordered one this morning. I'll let you know.
Did you buy the mat or the bed sheets?
I bought the bed sheet.
Ah, well, I use the mat. I can't do the bed sheets because of the ICD. But let us know how that works out for you, Donna.
I will. Thanks a lot, everyone.
Thanks very much. Yeah, no, I talked a lot about grounding, or otherwise known as earthing, yesterday and in previous shows, something I discovered over the summertime. It is 26 minutes after 3 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly with our in-studio astrologer, Cassandra Joan Butler. And we may be reached at 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Date of birth, place of birth, time of birth. Very helpful for Cassandra. And a question, and she will do her best to answer you and everybody on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Sorry, Tom, I couldn't resist the temptation.
Yeah, it's okay. Absolved. episode 4. It is 3:36 at News Radio 930 WBEN. My new board operator is going to be Trevor Howard. We love Tanner Saunders behind the scenes. It's Bowerly. In studio, we have Cassandra Joan Butler, our astrologer. Her website is CassandraJoanButler.com. Our website is WBEN.com. You can download the Odyssey app. Coming up after the news at 4, more on the weather with the man who's synonymous with all things bad, weather-wise, Andy Parker. Let's go to Peggy in Cheektowaga. Peggy was born on August the 25th of 1960 in Buffalo at 12:15 in the afternoon.
Hello there, Peggy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. And
you have a question for Cassandra?
Well, I just wanted to know if there's anything good that's going to happen in 2025.
Okay.
Yeah, Donald Trump's in office. Sorry, I'm sorry, was that out loud?
Yes, it was, and I'm a fan.
Okay, so that Tom was being psychic. But anyway, Peggy, yes, something very good is happening to you Virgos, especially you, the Virgo, that was born under an eclipse in Virgo. See, every 19 years, we get back on our path. Things seem... Every 19 years. Okay, so this is the 19th year for you, Peggy. And so for the Virgos, and there's a Virgos listening in on us right now, Peggy, and for you and the other Virgos, we get on our path. What do I mean by that? Things go easier. Things go in a more straight line. We connect with the people we're supposed to connect with. It's that type of year. It starts in January 13th. It's very focused in March and September of next year. And it goes through in 2026, too. So it's not just 1 year and done. You are having these eclipses and you're letting go of obstacles in your path. All right. So the obstacles might be added that you've been working through, a lot of responsibility, like paralyzed because you can't really do what you need to do because of responsibilities. So those obstacles in your path are alleviated. You are an extraordinarily excellent person at anything having to do with research, looking beneath the surface, and you've got a high EQ as well as a high IQ because of your strong Scorpio. You're very intuitive. Trust your gut. Scorpio rising, your Venus is in Virgo, hard worker, sacrificial to your friends and family. But this is the year that's for Peggy starting in January.
Awesome. I hope things work out for you, Peggy. Thank you so much. Let's go to... Oops, sorry about that. Didn't mean to cut off her thank you, but you are welcome. Happy Thanksgiving. Here's Jack calling in from Glenwood Ski Country. That's where Cassandra taught me how to ski, but she didn't really have to teach me. I kind of knew because I can ice skate. February 23rd, 1956. He was born in Erie, Pennsylvania, around 4 a.m. And Jack, you have a question for Cassandra Joan Butler.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Basically interested to see what's going to happen in the next 6 months or so, primarily focused relationships and financial.
Okay, thanks for calling in, Jack. So, yes, relationships always are in your top two things to ask about, I bet, because you were born with the moon in the relationship house. You're super sensitive, you're super kind, and there's been a super... on again, off again situation in a one-to-one relationship that's been going on for at least the past year or two. And so as we move forward and we have a full moon in 2 weeks, you're going to get more clarity about a relationship that has been, again, up and down. Like sometimes, you know, we're not always in a relationship. We're not always out of a relationship. We have question marks. So the question that you have about a relationship, you get more clarity around the 15th of December, sir. And I will say this to you, that Pluto that was been talking about in the earlier part of the show, the transformation planet, that also is off the difficult part of your emotional part of your chart. So you're not feeling as conflicted about other situations in your life. You're feeling a little bit freer just to be your authentic self. You're a very sensitive guy and embrace that. And don't be afraid to to share your feelings with that significant other.
Does that sound spot on, Jack, or not?
Yeah, that relationship has been going on for probably about a decade on and off, so it's pretty damn good.
Wow. That's very interesting.
I've a bit of an eyeball for a Pisces. I'm an engineer, so it's sort of a different feeling with what you normally get for my background. So
yeah.
Thank you much for the information. Appreciate it.
One more thing, Jack? Okay.
Sure.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. So, Pisces is thought of as the mystic, right? But some of the greatest scientists, including Einstein, was a Pisces. You know, and you have the technological genius planet next to your moon when you were born. So you're an out-of-the-box thinker, but you use a lot of intuition with your engineering as well.
Well, Jack, thank you.
Spot on also. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm also an engineer. I changed a light bulb today. very proud of myself on that one. Dave is calling from Lackawanna. Dave was born on February 3rd, 1969, months before Woodstock, in Buffalo, sometime in the AM. Dave, you're on WBEN and have you a question for Cassandra.
Hi, Cassandra. So 2024 turned out to be a pretty challenging year. I had a relationship that came to an abrupt end, and now I have a family member that's in the hospital. Kind of wondering how that's going to play out, and then I guess what I have to look forward to.
Sure.
Well, as Shakespeare once said, troubles come not single spy, but in battalions. And it sounds like you've had a battalion of trouble this year. Cassandra?
Yes. Yes, Dave, I'm sorry to hear about that. And, you know, one of your superpowers is both detachment and sensitivity at the same time. You're an Aquarius. And your Mercury, which is your planet of the mind, is always thinks in terms of possibilities, and you're extremely generous. The family member is totally devoted and grateful to your help and your guidance. I'll say that right off the bat. And you'll find the right words and the right direction and guidance to give the person who is going through their difficulty. As far as the relationship goes, this has been a very, very trying time for where we find Libra and Aries in our chart. Libra is in your chart of marriage or relationships. So it really is, I'm sorry to hear about the abrupt end, because that sometimes like turns our head around, right? To be ghosted.
Yeah, I wouldn't
know
anything about that.
Oh, man. I know. Me neither, Tom. Not with you, by the way. we had a long lingering breakup. Anyway, Dave, with you though, to look forward to, make a special circle around your birthday. All right, this upcoming year, and also in mid-July, mid-February, you're going to find, I think more in the summertime, perhaps a new sweetheart, but you're going to be feeling a lot more in control of your life in the middle of February. And trust your instinct. You have uber responsibility in your chart. You're the rock that people go to. And just trust your guidance that comes through you to help your loved one. That's what I want to mostly focus with you today.
Dave, I wish you the very best.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. 803-0930, star 930. And let's go to, I'm giving out the phone number, and I really ought not to do so because the lines are filled and our time is ticking. Glenn is calling from Amherst. Glenn was born May the 5th of 1971 in Kenmore, New York. Couldn't imagine it might be Kenmore Mercy at night. Glenn, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. What is your concern for Cassandra?
Well, I was just kind of curious what the next 6 months or a year is going to bring me in my professional career.
Mm-hmm. And I bet you've been thinking about making a change on again, off again, but very strongly in the middle of September, saying to yourself, enough is enough. I need a new job. I need something that I can shine more readily, because you are a perfectionist, Glenn. You're very powerful in what you do. You dot your I's and cross your T's, and it makes you feel really annoyed and frustrated when you see people around you who are not carrying their weight. So if you are thinking about shifting, maybe not companies, but at least jobs within the company, I would say very good news in 2025. All right, get your hat in the ring, as it were, with employment. There's a lot of dissatisfaction with where you're at right now. So, or if, you know, you're like in between or something like this, I'm getting both frustration because you see what mistakes are being made that you would not do. And so some new doors are opening up by the end of February for you and also in June of this upcoming year.
I hope that jives with what your reality is, Glenn. Does it make sense?
That makes a lot of sense, actually. Thank you very much.
She's good.
That clears things up.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I don't know how she does it. I don't know if it's astrology or intuition or some kind of a gift, but there's a reason people all over the world follow Cassandra Joan Butler. I've had people follow me, and I'm in the process of writing a book on that very subject. Here is
Oh boy!
You know the story. You saw it. I mean, Here is Joanne, and actually Cassandra was instrumental in helping me solve that situation by hooking me up with a book called Camellio by Robert Guffey. And the similarities to my experience and that book are staggering.
Yeah, and synchronicity, because I just heard him on a radio show.
George Norrie.
Yeah.
Here is Joanne on WBEN, born on February 21st, 1942, in Buffalo, does not know the time, but Joanne's calling from Niagara Falls. What's your question for Cassandra, Joanne?
Our thing's going to get better.
Hi, Joanne.
In the next few months.
Hello, my dear. You know what? You are such a sweet, sensitive, kind soul with that Pisces and with that Taurus moon. Now, the planet that means upheaval and change has been so strong in your chart for the first time ever in your lifetime in the past. Well, it began actually in late 2022. There was just a lot of things that were, you know, different and changing and just like walking through molasses, Joanne, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's been very difficult.
I lost my husband.
Yes, and that it shows just like a tremendous, like once in a lifetime difficulty. And my condolences for you because you are the wonderful, committed partnership that we all kind of aspire to, you know. And I will say this for you. You've got resilience, you've got toughness, and that toughness is going to help you get through the next couple of months. 2025 is a much, much easier year. Okay. And your faith and your resilience and your spirituality will help you through this upcoming year. You're going to notice a change, obviously, in the middle of January when the eclipses change signs. You'll be sighing a bit of relief.
I hope so. Joanne, you sound like a sweetheart, and I'm really, really sorry for your loss. Make sure you talk to some people about it, and there are some grief support groups that you might find very, very helpful.
I do talk to people about that.
Well, I wish you the very best, Joanne. Sometimes just talking with people who've been through the similar experience can be of help because you know that you're not alone and you know you're not weird because you're going through ordinary human emotions. And I wish you the very best. You sound like a sweetheart. Thank you, my love.
Okay, thank you very much.
Try to have a nice Thanksgiving, Joanne.
Take care, honey.
You too. You too, Cassandra.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Joanne. Joanne, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
My daughter's cooking dinner.
Ah, well, good. I'm glad you've got plans.
She took over the realm.
Understood. Thank you so much. The scepter has been passed to the new generation. Let's get back to the calls. I miss Germany, Cassandra. I miss it deeply.
Yeah. I'm so glad you guys had a great time. It sounds fantastic. Really fabulous
great.
Trip.
Did our daughter like my use of German? Was she proud of the old man?
Not that much.
Oh, geez. Thanks. Okay.
Now, were you proud of her German? I mean, she was practicing. No,
Sarah.
No.
Sarah Field, yeah.
She loved it, and she thinks the world of you. It's true. But what about Tanner? Does he understand your German? I don't get that.
Yes, Tanner understands many languages.
I don't understand any of it. Okay. Anyway.
Well, it's not exactly a romance language. Mm. Being a calisthenics person, I know you took Latin.
And Japanese.
Yeah, you can count to 10 in Japanese. here's Anne-Marie, who was born in Worcester, Mass. Not sure of the time, but she knows the date. February 22nd of 1959, just weeks after the music died. Anne-Marie, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hello, Cassandra.
Hi, what's your question?
I have a question. I'm coming out of a very difficult time in my life, and I met this woman that's very, very sweet, and I want to know if she's the one for me.
Got it. You know what? I think so. Every 19 years, you've been hearing me talk about the same eclipses. It's not unusual to have a lot of people call in a certain time when their lives are about to change, right? So every 19 years, Anne-Marie, we have these eclipses moving into Pisces and Virgo. You, my friend, are a Pisces. And, you know, it's a fabulous time for you to recenter yourself, to trust, use your intuition. You're a very bright, amazingly intuitive person, as well as intelligent. And I'm sorry about some of the past tense. Let's go back to April. Very difficult time with perhaps an old relationship that was ending, but now you're in a new cycle, brand new. Every 19 years we get on the team track of where we should be going and with whom we should be going. So yes, I feel very positive about this new connection.
Well, Anne-Marie, good luck to you. I wish you the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Anne-Marie calling from Buffalo on WBEN. And hopefully she's found that special someone for her. Cassandra Joan Butler, I want to thank you very much for joining us. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have to take telephone calls today. Meteorologist Andy Parker is coming up after 4 o'clock. Cassandra, your website, CassandraJoanButler.com. You have a Facebook page. You're on YouTube. People can watch your videos. And also, for the holiday season, you do sell gift certificates for one-on-one readings.
Oh, absolutely, Tom. And it's my passion. I love to help people with this cosmic language. And it really does help, I think. So that's my intro and my outro. But, Tom, it's always a pleasure to see you, to share the microphone with you, and thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, obviously, Cassandra, thank you very much, and looking forward to Thanksgiving with you, the princess, and the kids tomorrow.
I'll nibble some of your steak if you don't mind. I think
we're
you
divorced.
Would mind.
I don't think you should do that. I mean, I'm just saying.
No, I don't mean like take it out of your mouth. I mean like you can cut a tiny piece for me and the kids. You and the princess can do that. Because, I mean, I like turkey, but I like steak too. What can I say?
I was speaking metaphorically, actually.
Oh, dear.
All right. Here comes a call to HR.
Oh, boy.
Actually, you know what? Because you are a guest on the show, you could actually, never mind. we could whack up the settlement, you know? Thanks very much, Cassandra. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
All right. Love you, too. It is 3:57 at News Radio 930 WBE.